course, the Tangata Manual is the MP for Ikaroa Rafiti. She has numerous party roles in the opposition. She is a member of the Primary Production Select Committee. And today we're also talking about her role of inter-parliamentary relations. Thank you for joining us on the show again, Kusle Tenakwe.
Good morning, Dale, and I can report that the sun is shining here in Rangitukia.
As it should. As it should.
Yeah, true.
Good on you, Kusle. Well, look, first, let's talk about the job cuts. I was just speaking with Janice Panahaw, a long-time member of the Public Service Association, about the slashing of jobs. I mean, we're looking towards 1,000 jobs, and the fear is that a lot of the frontline staff in education and also social service delivery or tamariki ultimately will affect the sort of servants or service that the clients of these organisations receive. Many of them are Ngai Māori. So the job cuts are hitting our people hard. Now, talk to that for a moment, please.
Yeah, well, in such a short time, over 3,000 jobs cut. And interestingly, you know, yesterday, direct impacts on tamariki, and sadly, you know, the government themselves like spouting the fact that a lot of the clientele of Oranga Tamariki are predominantly Māori and Pacifica. So in that, acknowledging that we're going to be hit hardest. It's intriguing to me how they think cutting back. You know, I mean, we say in Māori, te hāpai o ki muri, if the back is all right, the front's going to be all right. So it's intriguing to me how they think cutting the back office is not going to affect the front line. You know very well, Dale, part of the success of your show is the fact that you've got a good team, obviously not as big as some mainstream media, which we could probably talk about afterwards, but, you know, having a team in the back affects the front. So, again, in the ministry, again, you know, they'll be talking about cutting school lunches. Education is probably one of the only industries that hasn't changed in many, many years. So, you know, change sometimes requires growth. So if they want to keep it archaic and go back to the same staffing standards we had years ago, I just can't see the benefits of this.
Well, we've got food cuts to schools, no funding for sex ed in schools, transport to schools, and they're talking about truancy issues. I mean, it feels as though we are putting the hammer down on our schools at the moment with funding cuts left, right and centre and to the public service, which is hardly addressing the issues that they want to. And really, many of these talented people will just head offshore, surely.
Well, and this is the thing, what's lacking from a lot of their decisions is the human touch, the human consideration of the impacts of the people they're supposed to serve and the people actually providing the service. All their decisions are based around the bottom line, the balance sheet. And you're right, I mean, hopefully, you know, we've seen with the police negotiations that are ongoing, we know that the lure to go overseas is already strong. People have been doing it for years, but now some of our key public servants looking at that carrot being dangled across the Tasman, and we may lose more.
Tēnā koe. Look, you're an ex-journo, once a journo, always a journalist. What's your take on the closure of News Hub and its replacement by a new 6pm news at 3?
Well, you know, again, just sad at how it's all come about. Feel for the people who have lost their jobs. And I've got to give credit to Willie Jackson and Ruben Davidson, our broadcasting spokespeople, who have been holding the minister to account. I note she's been quite absent. Ironically, she's been absent in the media, not making comment. I noticed that the finance minister now has been taking over these conversations. See, once again, priority, finances, not actually the industry and the people affected. So it's a little reprieve, I guess, for some people that stuff is taking over, and I suppose it demonstrates the opportunity for innovation in the industry. I think too, Dale, that it presents a real opportunity for iwi radio. Perhaps this can become the new hub, this can become the new mainstream, so opportunities there.
It's an interesting thought. We're gearing up too to try and provide news services where others are pulling out. So it could pan out exactly as you are suggesting. Let's hope that wider New Zealand recognise the expertise that can come out of Māori-focused newsrooms. It can be helpful to Absolutely. Appreciate the lay of the land here in Aotearoa. Look, if I can pivot here, you're the co-chair of the Commonwealth Women Parliamentarians. What are some of your thoughts about the just-released University of Otago study that highlights the harassment of MPs increasing, particularly for Wahine Kushla?
Yeah, no, thanks for asking about that, because obviously as the report highlights, a lot of this happened around the COVID-19, during and post the COVID-19 response. And while obviously I wasn't an MP then, I was a staff member of New Zealand Rugby just up the road, and even we had people getting spat at and their children getting spat at on the way to work. So I also co-chair the Commonwealth Women's Parliamentarians Committee with Dana Kirkpatrick, fellow KC, a national MP. So we're going to be working across parties. This is bigger than just parties. You know, it's bad enough. Well, I mean, MPs make a lot of sacrifices. They sacrifice their private lives. They sacrifice family time. But to be intimidated at work to the point where you need a GPS tracker so that the police can know where you are at the drop of a hat is simply not acceptable. I mean, I think we've got one of the most open parliaments in New Zealand. Freedom of speech is still very much strong. I know people think it isn't, but actually freedom, your freedom of speech is still open. We're just not going to accept abuse. So we're going to be working across parties to put a submission to the Speaker to make sure that Parliament and this role is safe, not just for women, for all MPs. But as the abuse was particularly targeted at women, and, you know, that's my role as the Wahine Caucus Chair for Labour and CWP co-chair, that's something we'll be working on. I mean, I think our diplomacy is at risk here, Dale. It's hard enough trying to attract people to a life of service in Parliament. But with this sort of, if this reputation becomes you know, prevalent in society, we're really not going to be able to attract a diversity of views that we need. I mean, it's great to see more Wahine Māori in Parliament, but if we want to grow the diversity of views, we need to eliminate this sort of abuse.
Tēnā koe, if you were referred to as incompetent, out of your depth and useless, would you describe that as harassment?
I think it depends. First of all, if I was incompetent and out of my depth, I wouldn't be in the role, and I'd be seeking support to make myself competent. I think it depends how it's... Because, I mean, often in the House, you'll be amazed at what's said, but in a very articulate and appropriate way and within parameters. You know, it's actually a really constructive way of arguing, I guess. We are prepared for criticism, but what we are not prepared for is abuse.
Okay. Explain the difference there.
See, I mean, you can critique something, Dale. So someone might say to you, geez, Dale, I didn't think the angle you took in that interview with Kusha was appropriate. You know, I think you could have asked about this and this. Or they could say, oh, my God, you're not worth...
I get the picture.
I'm trying to think of a way to abuse you articulately. Oh my God, that Dale's useless. He wouldn't know a good question if it slapped him in the face.
Oh, cut it out! You're sounding like Willie Jackson.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, fair enough. Point taken.
You know, I guess the point is we understand that we are in the public eye, and you know we're fodder for critique. But it's not, we certainly don't accept people's families being threatened, people's safety being threatened. If you disagree with me, that's fine by all means, but save the abuse for you. No. Put it away.
There are more women in Parliament. We do have a sort of patronising style, patriarchal sort of style in our government, which is a hangover from years past, and it isn't right that women should be subjected to abuse in Parliament, but it happens. And so I'm pleased that the Commonwealth Women Parliamentarians and you as co-chair are looking seriously at this report out of Otago University. There's a lot we can learn from it. Personhood for Wales. I see that Tuhaiti has a part of an indigenous collective of the Pacific who have given personhood to Wales as part of our heritage. What do you think of that?
Well, you know, obviously being from Ngāti Porou, where Pākehā is peppered throughout all our whakapapa and our songs and our haka, I actually support. It's sad that we have come to a point in society where we have to grant personhood to look after our taonga. You know, it's been done with Taranaki Maunga, and now Kingi Tuheitia and our tuakana from Ngā Moutere are pushing for it for Wales, and it is something that we support. I mean, like I said, with Pākehā, some of us believe he rode the whale, some of us believe he became the whale. And so the extinction of Tohora in Wellington would be an extremely sad day. And so if this is what it takes to ensure the safety of our environment and the environment of these tipua and our whakapapa, then I support Kingi Tuheitia. And as I've said, it's a great way to support the tino rangatiratanga of the kaitiaki of Te Moana Nui a Kiwa, our Pacific brothers and sisters. And I do think we must commend the government for granting personhood to Taranaki Maunga so that taonga can also be protected.
Tēnā koe. Just finally and quickly, Rohei Dumont has said that in order to strengthen our women's rugby game, perhaps we should look to combine with the Australian wahine and their comps as well. Do you think that would improve overall standards and skill levels?
Yeah, well, ironically, it was great to get back to a super game back in the Hurricanes franchise on Saturday, and that did come up in discussion. And I think the basic, I can understand the basic whakaaro behind her request, and that's just for more competition. You know, the more games you get, the better you get. The more exposure to competition, you can really measure yourself against what's out there. So, I mean, we've done it for men in the past, and I think the women's game has shown nothing but growth. And when you've got great minds and leaders of the game like Ruahei asking for it, there's got to be merit in it.
Always neat having a kōrero. Thanks very much for sharing some thoughts again today. Tuhine ngā mihi.
Awesome day. Kia ora koutou katoa.